I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jarvis, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right, good to talk to you. How excited are you for your celebrity softball game on Saturday? We'll start off with an easy one. Go ahead.
Very, very. You know, it's another opportunity to get inside of the community. You know, I have great sponsors, great partnerships leading up into the game that we were able to establish. And, you know, it's going to be exciting, too, to get some of the names and that we have that's playing the game, you know, and the fan interaction as well. So it'd be a good day.
Jarvis, it has to be such a whirlwind right now. Obviously, you were excited when you signed on with the Browns a year ago when maybe a lot of guys wouldn't have following 0-16. And maybe some of your buddies were like, why are you going there? And then you come here and you're part of a turnaround that already started. And now this year it looks to be even more exciting. What does this feel like right now?
It's an amazing feeling. You know, it's an amazing feeling. I'm happy and honored that I could be a part of it. You know, I know, you know, the history that the Browns had and, you know, just trying to bring that back, you know, as far as, you know, Otto Graham, Jim Brown, you know, just being, you know, the Cleveland Browns that, you know, everybody loves to cheer for and be proud of wearing the colors for, you know.
How amazing is your daughter where a fawn is able to walk right up to her where most deer are afraid of everybody else in the world?
Man, she's an animal whisperer. I promise you, I was more terrified than she was, and you know, she's literally been like that since she was born, with dogs, cats, you know, and now deer. I guess so. You add that another animal to the equation.
It's weird where this is a really young football team. You played on a team that's had expectations in the past. Now there's expectations with the Browns, and boy, there's a lot of people giving opinions on this football team. They look to you a little bit as a leader with how to deal with the outside noise, because you've had to deal with this type of thing before.
Yeah, I think the biggest part about it is just ignoring it. You know, I think no one is ever going to understand what we truly have or what we truly can be until we do. You know, and everything with us starts inside the building, you know, and building the trust and the camaraderie amongst, you know, the guys that we have and the guys that we just added. So, you know, it's something that, for every football team, you have to understand and know that you're going to be faced with adversity. So, you know, when you know the person next to you as well, as you know anyone, you know, you're going to fight that much more harder, and that trust is going to be there, and that's going to get us through the hard times that we're going to face this season. It's not going to be easy.
Jarvis Landry joining us on the hotline. What's it going to be like knowing that you're going to be essentially one of the leaders now? You're one of the vets. It's going to be a very young team. You've been on a team that's won double-digit games before, and obviously that's the goal for this year. How is that role going to be for you?
You know, it's going to be pretty much the same. You know, continue to make plays, obviously, on the field. Because, you know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, you get the respect of the guys by what you do, you know, and not what you say. So I try to lead by example always and, you know, continuing to do that, you know, lead by making plays, lead by, you know, voicing my opinion when it needs to be voiced, but also when guys need, you know, to just have a one-on-one, sit down, talk with me about, you know, the man, the player, or whatever it is, you know, be there for them and use my things that I've been through to help them out and help them get through it.
Jarvis, last year in training camp, you said, hey, I think this is the type of offense that can put 40 up a game. Now, you guys fell short of that, but it was a different offense the second half of the year. Now you've got Freddie coming back as a head coach. You bring in Todd Monk in. He loves to throw the ball. He loves to go deep. Obviously, you have Baker Mayfield. What are the limitations, if any, of this offense?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we don't ever want to limit ourselves to do anything, to be one-dimensional, you know. Obviously, we want to run the football as well, but, you know, being a receiver, you want the ball in the air as much as possible. So I think Freddie was really open to that. I think T-Monk is open to that as well. And, you know, I'm excited to actually come back and, you know, have more of an understanding of what we're trying to do as an offense, you know, and the type of guys that we have. We got Nick Chubb, you know, you had Kareem Hunt, obviously, Odell, you know. So, you know, it opens the table that much more for, you know, a lot of guys to touch the ball. But, you know, for us to be in position to, you know, make a big play every time one of us do, you know. So it's a good thing for our offense and our team.
The Jarvis Landry Celebrity Softball Game, gates open at 3 p.m. at Classic Park in Eastlake on Saturday. You predicted 40 points a game last year. How many points per game this year?
Oh, man, just one more than the other team.
I want to know, Jarvis, what's the bigger leap? Was it 0-16 to where you guys went last year with 7 wins and you were the talk of the NFL, or last year and then going into what you guys could become this year? What's the tougher leap?
I don't know. I think once we understood the mindset that, you know, it was expecting to win and not hoping to win when we took the field, I think that kind of changed everything for us, you know. And a lot of that came with just, you know, making sure that everybody's on the same page from top to bottom inside the organization. And, you know, we did that. You know, Jimmy and Dee, they did a good job of just, you know, facilitating everything, giving us the resources that we need to be successful. And, you know, and now you look at what, you know, what Mr. Dorsey is doing, you know, and Jimmy and Dee, again, I say the name again, but what they're doing in the free agent, on the free agent side, you know, allowing us to have these guys that, you know, would typically not be in Cleveland, you know, under any other circumstance. So, you know, it's good to have them here, and all the things that we're doing, I think this year is going to be a great year.
Jarvis Landry with us on the hotline. I'm really curious what you think this year, because you've been, again, you've been on a team that won double-digit games before, but the expectations, we know, so much so that you're under the microscope. Everything you guys do, from the Odell Beckham not being there at OTAs to Duke Johnson and Baker Mayfield kind of trading barbs through the media, are you surprised at just how everything is a national headline no matter what you guys do? And how do you think you guys will be able to deal with all of that?
No, I mean, I think the world, you know, understands what we have, and the world sees our potential, you know, and then to a degree I think the world sees that, and, you know, they don't want that, you know. So as easy as it is to cause conflict, or as much as people want to see the conflict and the turmoil inside the team, it's, you have to think about it too. It's the off season, you know. Everybody's bored; they have nothing to write about. So, you know, they're trying to find something to write about. But I think at the same time, you know, that comes back to what I said. You know, we have to trust and believe in each other and have each other's back, regardless of the situation, you know. And I think that that's going to allow us in the long term, when we're faced with true adversity, it's going to allow us to get over it. As far as expectation-wise, man, I really, it's only one expectation, right? You know, and that's win the Super Bowl. So I'll just leave that at that, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. How involved are you with your Instagram and Twitter? Do you pay attention to a lot of the reactions and replies and maybe other people's tweets and opinions? Do you do that?
No, not as much. I mean, I try to stay away from it, honestly.
Because there's been some radio show hosts in the past who have gone after the Browns. And it's been hard for a couple of players to stay away from those guys. Do you kind of tune that out, or is it hard for you to not fire back on those opinions when they don't know what's going on in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, just understanding who you are, understanding your position, the position that you are in, you know, and I don't think that it's worth it, you know, but obviously that's my outtake. That's my outlook, you know, and every guy is different, you know, and, you know, if something needs to be said, it's going to be said, even if it's on my end too, you know what I mean? So if I do see something, that something, I feel something needs to be said, it will be said. But for the most part, man, I really try to stay away from it because, again, it's clickbait. It's, you know, it's a boring season right now. It's a boring time of the year. The finals are about to be over. It's a dull time, and, you know, people need something to write about.
Jarvis Landry with us on the hotline. I know that so many guys are so thrilled to be here right now, be a part of this, and what this possibly could end up being for the Browns. At the same time, did it surprise you that you had a teammate in Duke say maybe he wanted to be somewhere else? And have you reached out to him? Have you guys talked?
Yeah, Duke is a good friend of mine. You know, we talk all the time. You know, I think, you know, that's a situation I won't speak on, you know, but, you know, I'm wishing the best for everybody, you know, and we'll be honored to have him if he decides, if the cards fall in the right place and he just is still here in Cleveland. So That's all I'll say about that.
And to think about the fact, and this is what Browns are salivating over, that you and Odell Beckham, you've been teammates before, to think about that chemistry then translating to the NFL, what is that going to look like for Browns fans this year to see the two of you, along with the other talented young wideouts on this squad, all together lining up at the same time?
Man, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. You know, I think the opportunity is definitely going to be there for us. You know, and I think that for us, man, it's, you know, constantly pushing ourselves, pushing each other to pushing our wide receiver room, pushing every guy on the team, you know, to be their best version of themselves every time they take the field, you know, and that starts with practice, starts with the meeting room, you know, and all I can really say is, man, I don't know if we got a band in Cleveland. Actually, we do got a band. Just keep striking it up.
Jarvis Landry joining us on the show. Have you been a mentor to Antonio Callaway?
Yeah, Callaway, man. Callaway is, you know, Callaway has been so quiet, but, you know, the way that he's come in and worked this past offseason has been something that's been truly exciting to see. You know, I know on my part just watching him and seeing his growth and maturity from year one to year two now, it's something that seems really special. So I'm excited about his future. I'm excited about this year for him as well.
We had a radio show host on last week. This will be one of my final ones. We had a radio show host on last week who, I guess during around the AFC North, said that the Steelers should be afraid of the Cleveland Browns. He was from Pittsburgh. Should the Pittsburgh Steelers be afraid of the Cleveland Browns?
I don't think, you know, they'll be afraid of us, but, you know, I do think that, you know, the cards are faring up a little bit, you know, and we've put ourselves in a position with some of the moves that we've made to be a true contender of the North, you know. And I know that's something that, you know, Cleveland Browns fans and the organization has wanted for a long time, and I think we've put ourselves in position to have that and compete for the North. So we're looking forward to facing our division, but we're looking forward to face everybody, you know, so we'll see.
Jarvis, all Browns fans continue to love the thought of Freddie Kitchens. They see him mic'd up. They hear him. He comes on our show from time to time out of nowhere. He'll just call us up at any given moment. What is it like playing for him? And is he truly the same guy that we see all the time? Is he that same guy behind the scenes? And can he at times get on you guys, the head coach?
Yeah, absolutely, man. He's nothing's changed about him, you know, and that's something that, again, I appreciate and respect the most. Part of the reason why me coming to OTAs was, you know, just in support of him, you know, and Coach Kitchen, he's, you know, he continues to try to find ways to, you know, even now in OTAs, to find ways to give me the ball, find ways to, you know, continue to better his relationship with Baker, obviously, you know, and with all the guys on the team. You know, he's not one of those coaches that, you know, don't talk to you because you're a third string or fourth string guy. You know, he's one of those coaches that, you know, he's really involved in what the players are thinking, what they're feeling, what the players want, you know, and he understands that, you know, he has a title, but it's a player's game. So he does a really good job in that aspect.
Who throws the better deep ball, you or Odell Beckham?
We'll find out. Hopefully we both get opportunities this year.
Jarvis, we thank you very much for the time. We'll see you on Saturday. All the best, my friend.
See you guys. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Jarvis Landry joining us on the show. Classic Park Stadium coming up on Saturday, June 15th. That's this Saturday. Gates open at 3, Home Run Derby at 4. Softball game at 5. Here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.